It's not like a drizzle. It's almost like it's that low setting on your like your little sprinkler.
Yeah. Just that's a good way to put it.
It comes that you kind of get wet, but you're not getting like hit by a lot of rain, yeah, raindrops as well.
I'll say this. It was enough to be annoying. I obviously need new windshield wipers. I'll say that because it was just enough to be annoying that on this drive in, I was thinking, I'm having a little bit of a harder time seeing the road than normal. So I'll have to get that taken care of.
All right. Well, we are here this morning at Tokas on Pin Oak Parkway in Avon Lake. It's part of Manufacturing Month, and we get to talk to some of the folks that are here. Who knows if... Gino knew that he'd be on the radio today. Gino Isabel, you're a supervisor?
Yes.
Let's see. Give me supervisor. The microphone.
Which one are we here? Three?
Let me see. Testing. Hello?
There we go. I got one of them.
Is that mine?
Well, you're talking into a microphone, too, so this may not be working
right.
as well as we hope.
Help us with some quality control here, Gino. Tell me, you're a supervisor here?
Supervisor on the day shift.
And so your day is just beginning?
Yes, it's getting ready to start at 8 o'clock. When my operators get here, we have a meeting this morning, then we'll dismiss the meeting, and then we'll go start our day off.
And what takes place at this meeting?
We just go over things that happen throughout the 24-hour shifts, what we need to know as far as getting our day started, where the people are placed on their jobs, and consist of if we had any issues over the night shift and the afternoon shift, and then we'll proceed from there to go outside on the floor and start our day off.
So Tokas runs
24 hours. Yes, 24/7.
There's challenges to that, isn't there?
Oh, yes. Every day is a different challenge out there, but we're ready and able to get it done throughout the day in a 24-hour period.
So anything different that you do during the day that happened over the night shift, or is it pretty much another group of people kind of continuing the same process?
Yes, we do. Nothing really changes but the jobs, but throughout the 24-hour shifts, it's about the same processes. And we just keep it going throughout that day and within that 24 hours.
There's a lot of different things that are made here that go to different industries. We heard from Jeff talking about Vitamix.
And yes.
I'm looking at a display case here that I guess that has different things that have been manufactured here.
Yes. Vitamix is one of our main customers, but Steris is also up there with Vitamix. And also that we have a 3D printing program, RP&M, as you see over there.
So that, why is there a bone replica down here?
Well, what they do in the 3D printing, they're printing up different projects. They can make them. They can make anything over in the 3D printing part of the company. They can make bones. They can make a phone case. They can make anything, a tire.
How long have you been in this type of industry?
Well, I've been in manufacturing for over 15 years, but I have been at Tokas 7 years now, and it's been an amazing ride so far.
It's amazing to see the things that got created here, I would assume.
Oh, yes. Every day we're creating new things. And when I started here, we had about 19 presses. Now we got about 35 presses. So the company is growing and growing. Over the 7 years I've been here, it has grown. We went from about 87 employees to about 200 now. So it's been real nice that the company has been growing over the years that I have been here.
Gino, you talked about those daily meetings you guys have, and you mentioned that you find out sort of what happened overnight and you take care of any problems that might arise. Does it differ from day to day? I mean, obviously, you want to go in hearing, oh, everything's great, right?
Yes, it's a different challenge every day, but when I come in, I'm ready for the challenge, and I try to keep my team up for the challenge also. And throughout the day, we get the job done.
Sure.
Yes.
How many guys do you work with on supervising?
I'm supervising between 15 and 20 employees a day. That's throughout different departments. Department of Quality, Material Handlers, and Process Techs, and then our Department Production.
Wow, so your hand's in a little bit of everything.
Oh,
you
yes.
really have to know how to do one of every aspect.
It's a very good challenge every day, and like I said, I'm up to it, so I have my operators up to it also. The whole team comes together as a whole, and we get the job done daily.
What skills did you bring to a job like this? This is Manufacturing Month, and it's sort of part of the component is to get students ready or people employed to get the skills for that.
Well, what I try to do, first of all, I try to get up with a good mood, try to have my operators be in a good mood, to be comfortable at what they do every day. So if they're comfortable with doing their job every day, it makes the whole day better.
Well, as a supervisor, do you miss any of the hands-on part of it?
Well, I still kind of get a little dirty in there sometimes. It's just fun working with the operators also to show them that you're not here to just supervise, you're here to be as a team, as a whole team. So what I do is I try to go in and help them out to show them that I'm a part of that team of getting in hands-on and making sure that they know that I'm here for them.
What's the strangest thing you've ever seen that you see? Because I'm looking at this case over here, and if you take apart some of the different things, you're like, okay, there's a little part where like a valve comes in. There's just a case on that.
What I like is that we're making parts. We're making a part out of a little pebble all together and putting it into a press, heating that material up, pushing it into that mold, and come out with a part that goes out to another customer, and then you see it on TV. So you know you've been a part of something, that you made something, and it's being sold out there, and you see it on TV, and you said, I did that.
Wow. And, yes. Of course, you talked about the pebble, and we'll get into a little more of the process with other folks as well to see,
yes,
how things – trucks come in, drop off some item, and trucks leave with something that is on – who knows the thing that, you know, this plastic that they use comes out and is used in all these,
yes,
different surfaces.
A truck comes in with cardboard full of material, and then another truck comes in and takes it out and takes it to another company, and we produce that part.
That's amazing. Interesting.
It's amazing.
And you probably also, either at the end of the week or day, you can see your accomplishments. Some people have things where they do it, but it's hard to see. You physically can say, hey, we made these. This is what we did. This was our goal. We were able to achieve that.
Yes. I come in Monday ready to go out on the manufacturing floor. And by that Friday, I know I produced, and I had a team to help me produce a goal into making this product and send it out to the customer. And again, that we made this part and sold it.
All right. Gino Isabel, supervisor here at Togas. Thanks for stopping and talking with us.
And thank you.
What do I need to know about Rick here that's coming up? Anything I need to keep
Rick
in mind?
Rick is amazing. Part of Togas Products. The big joker right there. He has fun throughout the night.
All right.
And he keeps his team going also.
So he's a night. He's one of the night shift guys.
Yes.
Okay. We'll see you then.
Okay.
Thanks very much for your
time. All right. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Gino. Thanks for your time.
We are broadcasting.